thing.
Would you say, Tom, our guest is Tom Tancredo, of course, but a gubernatorial candidate, former congressman, would you say that you align more with the Tea Party, and not conveniently because of the events of last night, but are you the candidate that most aligns with the Tea Party, good or bad for you?
That's a great question. I love the Tea Party, and I believe they've been a very healthy force inside this body politic, especially for Republicans. I believe that has helped move the party to the right, although it's been done begrudgingly on the part of the party itself. A lot of people resent it and resist it. But, mm-hmm. No, I think they've been helpful, and to the extent that I am seen that way by them, you know, God bless them. I certainly can't say all of them feel that way. I'm sure they don't. But I think that in terms of, you know, sending the party a message, certainly on immigration, yeah. I would guess that there's probably nobody else in Colorado who could be closer to that particular message than I am.
No, you ran for president on that one plank.
That's right.
Indeed, and I don't want to say it in the way it sounds, made a political career. That's what you carried in your heart to Washington.
That's exactly right. I mean, education has been a passion of mine long before immigration, but immigration is a huge, huge issue for our country. Our public policy decisions that we've made about it, I think, for the most part, have been very harmful. And so, yeah, I'm more than willing to discuss it, talk about it, and as you do that, you find that most people, if they allow me to tell them how I really feel, and don't listen to people try to construct this caricature of Tom Tancredo on immigration, but if you really listen to me, I find most people absolutely agree with my, and I'm talking about not just Republicans, but certainly those Reagan Democrats that we may have lost since then, but could come back to our party because of it. They understand, and it's not based, I mean, there are people out there, undeniably, who look at all this thing through racial eyes. I find that happens more on the left than on the right. Every time you talk to a liberal about this issue, they immediately assume or at least they turn the conversation to race. I never do, because it's got nothing to do with race.
Right. It becomes political, and these potentially, if you listen to Ann Coulter, are 30 million potential votes for Democrats. I don't know if it's fair to ask you to hold through the break. Do you still have time?
I am on my...
All right.
I can call you back on the cell phone because the gentleman picking me up is pulling into my driveway as we speak.
Why don't we do that? Give you time.
Right.
If you'd be so kind, we'll talk to you in a few minutes.
You bet.
All right.
Tell the guy, call me back. He's got my cell, okay?
You got it. All right, Chad. Thank you very much. Tom Tancredo, our guest. When we come back, we'll continue. Kelly.